أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين. پھر پھینک دیا اس کو نیچیوں سے نیچے. This ayat we had read yesterday also, and the one aspect that we had discussed is a general and common aspect, though there are exceptions to it, that Allah Ta'ala in His system, as Allah Ta'ala says in another ayat, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ, Allah creates as He wants to. That from childhood a person is weak, then Allah makes him strong. He becomes an adolescent, he becomes a grown up man, his brains mature completely, and then he goes down again, wanes down to old age. And this old age, as explained, it generally overtakes everyone. There are, however, exceptions. For example, we met one man very many years ago at the age of 96, 97, who was still running a general dealer farm shop. And at the time we met him, he was still pumping paraffin from the 44-gallon drum. So there are exceptions also, people over 100 and still are walking very fast and are very well. But generally this is the case, that Allah brings a person back to old age and he becomes very weak again in every aspect, physically, mentally, emotionally, everything, he becomes like a baby again. And we have been taught in the hadith a dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ardhalil umur. Oh Allah, protect me from that old age when a person is redundant, when he becomes useless. Protect me from that age that I become like that, that I become totally dependent on other people like a baby. And many of our people make continuously this dua, that Ya Allah, let us not become dependent upon others. Let us not become useless. So that is a dua also that we should make when we have still got our health. That Ya Allah, don't let me become like that, or don't let me reach that age that I become completely dependent on others and I can't do anything for myself. I can't even eat myself, I can't make my istinja, I can't clean myself also. Protect me from that. That was one aspect. The other aspect the ulama explain of this is that a person misuses, or he does not use, or he refuses to use the capacity Allah has given him. Allah has made him that he was weak. Allah brought him to his full capacity. That now he has got his brains, he has got everything, but he does not use it correctly to recognize Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, atheists. They don't use this capacity which Allah Ta'ala has given them, and they misuse it, and they become atheists. And unfortunately, we have to be very careful. That is the greatest attack and the greatest fear of this zamana, of this time. That it is not Christianity. Christianity and the missionaries is also just a front. But actually it is atheism that they want to spread. And if we think a little, and which is very alarming and concern, we should be concerned about, that for example Darwin's theory of evolution, which is pure atheism, is taught across the board in all schools, whether they be government schools, private schools, by name Muslim schools, whatever. But Darwin's theory of evolution, which is pure atheism, is taught in the schools, and little children are exposed to this. And it is the duty of parents, if our children are exposed to it, we must undo it again, and we must let them realize that it is no monkey, that we are not from monkeys, and that monkeys are not our forefathers. And some few simple solutions to this is, we explain to the children that if one monkey could become a human being, according to Darwin's theory of evolution, in the evolution a monkey gradually became a human being, then why in the history of monkeys hasn't there been another monkey that became a human being? Like if we have children, one becomes a Hafiz of Quran, another one can also. And in many families, the whole family are Hafiz also. If one is a doctor, another one can become a doctor. And there are many families where all are doctors. So if one monkey could become a human being, then why till today hasn't another monkey also become a human being? The other explanation, simple, which can children can explain, we understand, we all can understand, that monkey, was it a male or female? If it was a male, then where did the female monkey come that human beings could come? And if it was a female, then where did the male come from? There was one monkey that became a human being, then where did, from one monkey you can't have a man and woman. Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam. From him he took out Hawa alayhi salam, and then whole of mankind came, which is a straightforward explanation. So it is very important that we explain to our children. Otherwise, then man drops himself to the lowest of the low. And in that case, as it comes in the hadith, the other explanation of Asfal Safilin is that the lower stages of Jahannam, that these people who are atheists, who don't believe in Allah, that is where they will reach, and that man brought them to the highest position. They could achieve such great position that even they become the envy of the angels of the Malaika. But they dropped themselves and they went to Asfal Safilin, to the very lowest of the low in Jahannam. And so of all those things, what capacity Allah has given us, we must use it. We must not misuse it, and we must not refuse to use it. Allah has given it to us, and we must use that, especially the mental capacity which Allah has given us. We must use that to recognize Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala the year after that Rasul Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is our Nabi, is the final Nabi. His way of life is the perfect way of life. The Quran Sharif is the one and only absolute guide for us. There is no other guidance besides Quran Sharif. Whatever is besides Quran Sharif is misguidance. Whatever is against the teachings of the Quran, it is destruction. So Allah has given us this opportunity, and we have Allah to, it is for us that we use it, but that we do not misuse it, neither we refuse to use this capacity. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.